brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That's right, folks. It is Monday, the 26th day of January in the year 2004. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We got loaded phone lines and a ton of riveting news. The Halliburton corruption, doing business with the enemy, scams of every type, the government wanting to kill babies after birth. It's all coming up, and we're joined by Davis Lerman, who's got an amazing show on WGMD that covers the tri-state areas at 92.7 FM, 100,000-watt FM up there in Delaware. And I was on his show last night and really was impressed with him, so we've got him up on the show today. We'll probably re-air those clips again. We're on the neocon talk shows, and it happened on a bunch of the shows. They edited it out where people cheered when they talked about the repeal of the Patriot Act. And we'll go back over Building 7 as well and a bunch of other news. Right now we're talking to Moses in Texas. He's talking about this Kevin Phillips book, American Dynasty. And I've got the book. I've read half of it. We're going to have him on the show. Their publisher sent me a complimentary copy. That's kind of good, but I have so many books I don't have time to read. But I read part of this one. It's got a lot of the stuff that's in Order Out of Chaos, public admitted stuff. What we have is organized crime in the place of the Bushes. And Kevin Phillips, a big Republican strategist, I mean, saying, I'm not going to be part of this. So let's go back to Moses, let him finish up his comments, then get a comment from Lerman, then we'll go back to calls. Go ahead, Moses.
Well, that's what I like about this Kevin Phillips book. I've been showing people your videos, and I was talking about, I went to visit my folks in the D.C. area, and this thing came out. It's the book world. It's the Washington Post book review from the first January 11th, and it has George Jr. and Sr. like in these powdered wigs like the British aristocracy. And so I hear I'm telling them all this stuff, and all of a sudden it comes out in this paper about skull and bones and all this stuff, and I'm saying, yeah, see, look, but they believe him because he's so establishment, and they go, wait a minute, that's all the stuff you've been telling us. But, oh, talking about the State of the Union, back in September 11th, 1990, George Sr., went up before the Congress and said a new world order can emerge, that tape you always have on your show, on that commercial.
Yes.
And then so this year, George Jr., W. Walker, he said basically a new world order has emerged. And last year, talking about chopping things out, if you look at any of the transcripts of his State of the Union last year, when he said they're going to feel the power of our military, they're going to feel the power, then he paused and he said, there's power, there's wonder-working power. And this thing in the book review ends up. It says, it is a gloomy, even frightening picture. Global oil ventures, national security, sophisticated investments, arms deals, the skull and bone chic of covert operations, blah, blah, blah. It says, the religious, compounded by the religious impulses and motivations that the so-called born again. It says, the born again George W. brings to the mix. It operates not in the free market its rhetoric prattles about, but in crony capitalism that gives every advantage to the cronies with enough capital to buy their way into the
exactly,
game.
And their new economy will be police state. Thanks for the call. Davis, comments to what he just said.
Well, sure, the new economy is a mixed economy. It's massive social programs. It's a mixed economy with no principles, no limits. It's a contradiction of freedom and government controls. And this is what serves to balkanize a nation into warring factions. This is precisely why I think you're on target with the Hegelian dialectic as what underpins the globalist mindset. It's the problem-reaction-solution dialectic. It's what they do.
Are you seeing the awakening in your area that I'm seeing here? I've never seen people more primed to come out of ignorance.
Well, yeah, I have to say that there are more and more callers every week that seem to agree, but, you know, at the same time, there are more and more callers that are more full of venom and hatred when they do call to disagree. So I would say it's quite diametric. It's kind of it's tough to gauge if there's more of one than the other, but I would say feelings are growing in strength on both sides, really.
Well, see, I was on your show, nobody called in and disagreed, and it just seems like they just can't do it to me.
Oh, no. Well, there were some calls that night, in fact, that never got through, and so they were you know, cursing up and down at the guy in the
engineer. Oh, okay, yeah. We'll be right back.
You're lot about the quality of air outside these days.
Pollution. Pollen.
Is it as healthy as you'd like?
Allergies.
Asthma. Probably not. Well, listen to this. Did you know, according to the American Lung Association, combined with the EPA, the air quality inside your home is actually 6 to 10 times worse than the air outside?
6 to 10 times?
How could that be, you ask?
Worse.
Think about what's inside your home. Hairspray, chemicals. Does anyone smoke?
Fumes.
What about all those cleaners under your sink? Where do you think all those fumes go?
Toxic fumes.
Well, I'll tell you where they go.
Oh, your sofa.
They go
curtains.
Into you, into your children.
Their lungs.
Am I scaring you? Remember this word. Puritech.
P-U-R-I-T-E-C.
Puritech makes the pure air system. What this air cleaning system does is remove dangerous airborne particles
like smoke, odors,
VOCs,
allergens,
fine dust,
mold,
pollen,
and kills bacteria
for less than half the cost of other air purifiers, which do a lot less.
Call them now to breathe easier.
888-491-4100. The Puritech Pure Air System. Online at puritech.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I've conducted my own poll, doing over 1,300 radio interviews. It's approaching 1,400. I have to go back through my day timer and count up the last couple months. I've been saying 1,300 since I reached that a couple months ago, so I guess it's getting close to 1,400, but I got to go count it up. And I'll be on Pacifica, liberal stuff. I'll be on conservative shows. And maybe one out of 20, 30 callers, depending on the program, will call in and disagree. And I can see what Mr. Lerman was saying about he couldn't let some that disagreed on his show because they were cussing so much. Those that do disagree are universal. They'll go, boy, we're going to get your type. I can't wait to put you in a camp. I'd love to beat you up. I'll stomp you into the ground, you little communist. Don't you lie about George Bush. He ain't for gun control. And you know, that's in the south of the west. If it's up north, it's, let me tell you something, buddy. I hope they put you in a camp, and I'd like to punch you in the nose, you liar.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, I mean, it's incoherent. It's, well, they're for open borders or for gun control. We're not. Shut up, liberal. You know, it's just mindlessness. And I remember trying to wake Democrats up to Clinton. They go, you're just an evil right-winger. You just don't like Bill Clinton. I like him. They associate their personal power with these people, so you're attacking them. In fact, there was a World Net Daily article about this big Fox News psychiatrist, and in her own private practice, all these conservatives are coming in going, oh, can't believe he betrayed me on the immigration, and I feel like he's my father figure. And that's the type, I heard that from Democrats. I feel like Bill Clinton's my father. I feel powerful because of him. But World Net Daily went on to say, well, it's okay, don't worry, it's not really amnesty, everything's all right.
I mean, it's just, you know, go ahead and go into the squeeze chutes, cattle.
No, these folks definitely, they definitely align themselves politically so that they have this ideological brethren that they do somehow derive at least self-aggrandized power from. I wish they would, instead of identifying with some of these politicians, I wish they'd identify with Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. I wish they'd read the Federalist and Anti-Federalist papers, start identifying with some of the people that founded the country, and start to bring their vision alive instead of this a balkanized nation, the warring factions, what is essentially a socialist state under fascist economic doctrine.
That's it, Professor. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Steve in Florida. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. The previous caller in the previous hour mentioned that you would have to be a dimwit not to see what is happening. I've been sharing people about the project for the New American Century and other stuff, especially how the first jet went into the building at 8:20 of the World Trade Center. Then the one that went into the Pentagon was 9:38. And then that nearly hour and 20 minutes or so, no jets were sent from Andrews Air Force Base, just 10 miles away. And I question the people I'm talking to when I show information like this to get them to think. Was it stood down? Why? And their eyes go glazed. And I know it's partly because of the dumbed-down public schools and the fluoride and the polluted air and food. But there's one aspect that many do not talk about. We wrestle against flesh. We do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against rulers of darkness of this age. His name's Satan, and you know that as well as I. More people of God need to be praying and fasting, as well as doing what you and I are doing, and your good guest, pray and fast, because we know who our enemy is.
Well, they have been sent a strong delusion.
Yes.
And they, I mean, it's incredible.
I have.
Church has become nothing more than a social group.
Oh, that's rampant down here in the South, in the southern states. This place is, people go there, they don't even know what's happening around them. They're just in their little church social group.
I was talking to a lady the other day, and older lady, and she said, "Alex, I know what you're saying is true, but I'm older, and I just don't want to worry about it."
I asked an older gentleman Sunday if he watched the speech of Mr. Bush the other day. He said yes. I said, "Did you hear when he talked about the Patriot Act?" He said yes. I asked the gentleman, "Did you notice where the camera was panning when he said this?" He said, "No, I don't remember." I explained to him that it went to the quarterback of the Patriots, etc., and that's a very subtle way of brainwashing. And he interrupted me, and the gentleman said, "Well, I'm not brainwashed." Well, isn't that really not true? Because if we don't remember something, and it really faked out our eye and our brain, weren't we brainwashed? Of course we were. See how it works?
It does, and that's how some... I mean, I had marketing folks. I just had one semester of it, and they talked about subliminals, how to phrase it. You know, all of that, and when you've had it, you know what it is, you see it, that's the best marketing, is subconscious.
I know for a fact we had troops pre-deployed in Turkmenistan in March of 2001. I know this because I did a career in the military, and I have Special Forces friends. And I tell people about my own experience, and their eyes glaze, and they don't believe me. I show them things about this PNAC document that prove that plans for military action were way ahead in Iraq and Afghanistan well before 9/11, and their eyes glazed. It's not only the pollution that we're eating and breathing, it's because of the principalities that we can read about in Ephesians, and I want to encourage all your homeschoolers and Christians listening to keep praying and don't give up.
Well, absolutely. Well, also, sir, a lot of people don't have mental toughness, and they've proven with studies that charging a machine gun nest takes less courage than standing up against the mob, the peer pressure. We've all experienced that. So people like you who are tough-minded are able to do this, and it's actually empowering. For other people, it's terrorizing to them. It's terrifying, you know, to get out of line with the other sheeple. Thanks for the call. Comments, Mr. Lerman?
Well, I couldn't agree more. And, of course, the perfect slave doesn't know he is a slave, and so the perfect thought control victim would be one who doesn't even realize that his thoughts are not his own. And you could see this in the trench warfare mentality of, again, the left-right diametric paradigm. I mean, it's a political paradigm that seeks to maintain its semblance of order with decree on one hand and moderation on the other. You know, you realize that the only great virtue now is some kind of compromise or some kind of tolerance. You know, this is the gentleman who was attempting to argue with your caller probably expected him to compromise and say, "Oh, well, you're right. I guess you're not mind-controlled. Okay, yeah, your thoughts are your own, but you didn't realize what they were doing to you. I had to remind you."
And, folks, what we have going for us is once you show somebody the lies, then the lies don't work anymore. They have to keep reapplying their lies. Let's go ahead and talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Alex and Mr. Lehrman. You know, some people, we're just going to have to let them wallow in their uninformed stupor. And I do appreciate the job that these callers and you folks are doing. They're uninformed, whatever the reason is, mind control, eyes glazed over, whatever. The fact is, you brought up Mr. Silverstein. I want to point out a couple things, and I have a question for your guest, Alex. Mr. Silverstein is aligned. He was one of the two partners, of course, as you pointed out, with Frank Lowy, a man originally from Israel, but he was in Australia as a longtime friend with Rupert Murdoch, the Australian owner of Fox News Corporation. And I bring that out for a reason, because I'm hearing a lot, and it's very valid, about the Bush crime family and their oil conglomerates, etc., around the world. However, it is a combination. It is a dual force coming together with the Israeli lobby in this. And this is what I want to hit home here. Mr. Davis, just down the road from you, or up the road from you, if you're in Delaware there, are you familiar with the American Free Press newspaper in Washington?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay, they have put out, and Alex, this is really the smoking gun. I have a copy. And have they sent you a copy of the 60-page Drug Enforcement Act report? This is a smoking gun to go in with this, of the 120-plus Israeli Mossad so-called students from the University of Jerusalem that were in this country running a Mossad operation, apparently going after or keeping tails on Arabs that were in this country, some for hire.
Let me stop you right there.
Yeah, I have a follow-up.
Sir, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com, 9/11 archive, we have the news articles from 2 years and 2 months ago, 26 months ago, publicly, where Fox News and others reported that they arrested not 120, but 140-plus Israeli Mossad who were tailing the supposed hijackers. Now, people go then, okay, well, why would Fox announce that? It was some kind of back-and-forth blackmailing going on, that's clear. It's like Monica Lewinsky was a Mossad operative.
Yeah.
Now, but let me just finish. But then to say Israel did it doesn't make sense because of this. The FBI arrested these people a week before 9/11 and grabbed them. Why would our government arrest this Mossad following around the al-Qaeda? And the government goes, well, we were trying to stop the attack. Well, wait a minute. The FBI was paying for the cars, the houses, the credit cards for the supposed hijackers. So we don't protect. I don't know exactly what happened there. Then you add six Israelis on top of the building videotaping the first plane. They arrest them. They go to the office. It admittedly was owned by a Mossad officer. It's all cleared out. The computer's gone. That did happen. So, yes, that is going on. But it just came out in Germany that the Iranians warned us. Everybody was in following this and watching this. But go ahead and comment.
Well, here's the thing. If you look at the Israelis, you brought up the Iranians, their original intelligence was Savak, and that was produced by the CIA and the Mossad. Michael Piper could come on your show and explain that from the American Free Press. The point being here, Alex, if Mr. Silverstein and Mr. Lowy controlled the building, that would give them control of security, much of it, which would allow these 120, or you say 140 operatives, to place the bombs that were at the bedrock of the building. And
but
that becomes critical, because then they hired John O'Neill.
Sir, here's the problem. See, I can't prove that. And how would Israel order NORAD to stand down?
Well, that's where it comes together here with American traitors like Dick Cheney that have worked with the Project for New American Century, which are largely Jewish. Mr. Crystal, with ties to Israel, Mr. Pearl, and Mr. Wolfowitz, all of them Israeli
first.
I'll
say this. I mean, it's clear that elements in Israel, because Israel isn't one block, are aiding the globalists. But, you know, Tony Blair's aiding them as well. But I tell you what, I'll let you elaborate on this. I don't think that it was Israel that carried out the attacks. I think that some of them were in a support role, But why were others then arrested beforehand? Why would the FBI do that? We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem with a Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 hose filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I was going to let Ed in Utah finish up, but he hung up. If you can get back in, Ed, that's fine. We're going to go to Alan and Pat and Sharon and Roger in the next segment. I want to go over some other news items right now with our guest, Davis Lerman of 92.7 FM. You can hear his show Sunday nights there in the tri-state area out of Delaware. But on the whole situation with Israel and 9/11, comments, Mr. Lerman?
Well, I think you fall into, again, what is essentially another dialectic trap. I mean, you're right. It is ridiculous on the face of it to consider that Israel could somehow, stand down NORAD and the like. It's just interesting the way you see things, and that's it's in a very micro and macrocosmic way. I have to admit, I'm not as keen and perceptive on some of the detail, but nonetheless, everything you're mentioning in retort to callers that keep hinting toward, I guess, what could be called a Jew world order, it just isn't more clear that, again, we have this consensus doctrine as reality, where we have these falsities substituted for truth.
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Israel is very corrupt and does horrible things. They are the elites there, the biggest in the child kidnapping.
The abortion rates are out of the
All of it, but I mean, it's a diverse group of people, and it's got a corrupt elite running things. But Saudi Arabia is number two for child kidnapping rings running all this. So I guess it goes back thousands of years where all that was legal in that area. But that doesn't mean, look, when I fight the WASP mafia, I'm not saying white people are bad. When I fight the Jewish mafia, which is a big part of the New World Order, it's not saying Jews are bad. And the Jewish mafia is good at telling its people, hey, go along with whatever we say, don't criticize us, or you're not supporting Jewish people. And that's what's allowed evil people to get in control of Israel, is because they've used that, oh, the terrorists are going to get us, you better not ask questions. Same thing's happening here today. Now, my whole point is, it's true that the Israeli company Odigo admits they told the Israelis to get out of the building. But does that mean Israel did it? I'm not here defending Israel. I'm not here defending Yasser Arafat, the pedophile. I'm not here defending, the folks there that are murdering. The point is that all these different sides are controlled, and no matter what color the controllers are, and boy, it's a diverse crowd, we've got to fight evil. And if we don't make it one group or another, people will come together and we'll win this. If we don't, though, they're going to keep playing this balkanization game. Go ahead.
Well, that's why you have to offer the Big Ten theory. Just everyone who loves freedom, come on in. And put the other petty differences aside, because if everyone who loves freedom is, in fact, united, what you have is a place that's free enough for people to express their religious differences without it coming to fisticuffs, wars, manipulation, control, and the like. You know, what I have to offer to the listeners that is something perhaps new as far as a perspective goes is to just try to consider for a moment. I mean, I don't think time permits me to detail the importance of philosophy to a political system, but suffice it to say that a philosophy implies a belief system driven by reason, exclusive of an emotional component. This is, classical philosophy. But one has to ask, is there an emotional component to our political system? Because if so, it has no philosophy. And the component to our political system is, in fact, fear. Fear is the formal, explicit anti-ideology of the day. It's the anti-philosophy.
And that's the definition of terrorism, is doing something violent to get people to go along with you, and the government's getting all the police state it wanted but couldn't put in place out of the terror. Hence, when Bush says the terrorists attacked us because they had our freedom, that's actually true, because they are the terrorists. They did this to get our freedom and firmly ensconce their power.
Yeah, but look what fear allows. Fear allows a bankrupt culture. Fear allows a government by consensus. This is not a system. It's an anti-system. Moderation is its guiding creed. We've got government by consensus at every level. Statistics are substituted for truth. Vote counting substituted for principles. Numbers for rights. Public polls for morality. Pragmatic range of the moment experience is the criterion for a country's interest now.
Moral relativism.
What's that?
Moral relativism.
Oh, absolutely. Now, moral relativism is truly defined by what we have today. We have government by consensus in the sense that the number of its adherents is the criterion of an idea's truth or falsehood. Do you see how we can have enough people agree with you, it must be true? This
well,
is
yeah,
a
it's like 1984, where O'Brien says, I'm a soap bubble, and it float off the floor. And Winston says, no, you're not. And he goes, well, everybody will say I'm a soap bubble. So because we say it, that means it's true.
That's right, and this is how fascism takes hold, Alex. It's the proverbial road to hell that is indeed paved with the intentions of these creatures.
Okay, we'll hit three or four articles quickly, then we'll go back to calls and back into articles. Davis, just stay with us the entire time. I know you got a snow day there at the university. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
I'm taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor. I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Let's face facts, shall we? The only place that bald is beautiful is on cue balls and eagles. Yet millions continue to suffer through hair loss needlessly. Now some good news. Nissim International has developed the new Hair Biofactor Stimulating System, a product line of ultra-deep cleansing shampoos and hair-stimulating extracts designed to maximize the natural growth cycle of your hair. Nissim New Hair Biofactor Shampoos are the only shampoos guaranteed to reduce and control excessive hair loss within 1 week. Nissim Stimulating Extract has been clinically proven to re-stimulate hair growth with a success rate of over 85%. The Nissim system has been clinically proven, and it's guaranteed to control hair loss within 1 week or your money back. Call Nissim International today and mention this radio ad to receive a free travel-size shampoo. Dial toll-free 1-800-65-NISIM. That's 1-800-656-4746 or visit www.nissim.com.
And I don't want to keep going on with this Israel discussion, but you're welcome to comment on whatever you want, listeners. It's Free Speech Zone here on the show, where we decipher the spin that's going on. But look, the United Nations says Israel's illegitimate. The United Nations always puts out decrees against Israel. The United Nations is always caught funding and helping the Arabs. Now, how is that? How is it that the UN and our own government is busy putting AIDS virus in the vaccines for black people and other third world populations? But then we hear the secret plan of the New World Order is to destroy the white race. Meanwhile, they're killing the blacks and the Asians and the Latin Americans. So see, it's more sophisticated than what you see on the surface. It's to destroy and enslave everybody. It's like the NRA, our loyal opposition, Trojan horses, wolves in sheep's clothing for the elite. So is the Jewish leadership. They traffic with Nazis and fund the Arabs and set all this up to scare Jews into submission to follow their tyranny. Just like George Bush, the supposed great white leader, you know, great conservative, that undercurrent of racism. Well, he's for the open borders and the third world population. It's a scam. Our leaders are whores of evil. They're evil. They're not Germans. They're not Jews. They're not Chinese. They're evil people. And the ADL's got a great system. I mean, it was set up so when people went after, you know, different Jewish mob groups, they could go, oh, you're a racist. Well, everybody knows about Bugsy Siegel and the Jewish Mafia. I'll talk about the Jewish Mafia whenever I want. I'll expose criminals whenever I feel like it. I'll expose the WASP Mafia, which is the dominant mafia, whenever I feel like it. I'll expose Skull and Bones. I'll expose Bill Clinton. I'll expose any criminal. It comes down to that. And here's a great example, then we'll go to your calls. Douglas, I'm sure you heard about 60 Minutes last night. While I was on the air with you, this was airing. Doing business with the enemy. Davis, have you heard about this?
No, fill me in.
Okay. Now, we've already reported this from different articles, but here it is. Did it ever occur to you that when President Bush says money is the lifeblood of terrorist operations, he's talking about your money and every other American's money? Just about everyone with a 401k pension plan or mutual fund has money invested in companies that are doing business in so-called rogue states. And again, their sanctions are designed, and it gets into that, so only Halliburton and two other companies can do the business, you see? And under Saddam, Saddam could only buy oil-filled equipment from under the sanctions from Halliburton. In other words, there are U.S. companies that are helping drive the economies of countries like Iran, Syria, Libya, that have sponsored terrorists, correspondent Leslie Stahl reports. Now, again, why is the left-wing 60 Minutes admitting this? To make you think the left is the answer. The U.N. is the answer. That evil right-winger Bush is bad when it's all owned by the same people. Again, Israel gave high-tech nuclear weapons parks to Iran. Arrest the people that did that. You talk about endangering Israel, that's a lot worse than some suicide bomber. Now, let's continue. The revenue that is generated from the work that these companies are doing, we believe, helps to underwrite and support terrorism, says William Thompson, the New York City comptroller, who oversees the $80 billion in pension funds for all city workers. I'm almost done. He says he wants everyone with a remnant, a retirement, or investment portfolio to know that these companies are up to. We're going to increase the public visibility of these issues until these companies change their practices. He's actually identified specific companies that have invested in these rogue countries, including Halliburton, ConocoPhillips, and General Electric. And he points out that New York pension funds own nearly $1 billion worth of stocks in these three Fortune 500 companies, which have operated in Iran and Syria. That's only one state. What was Thompson's reaction when he found out about this? Anger that there are companies that could be controlling and contributing to the attacks of our nation, he says. You'd think to yourself, well, why would they do that? I don't think that they could. And more than anything, it is, you thought that the law prevented them from doing this. In fact, law does ban virtually all commerce with rogue nations, but there is a loophole that GE, ConocoPhillips, Halliburton have exploited. The law does not apply to any foreign or offshore subsidiary so long as it is run by non-Americans. So that's why Halliburton has over 200 subsidiaries. They'll go, oh, Halliburton isn't getting all the contracts. No, 20 of our subsidiaries are. And it says these three companies are far, as we are concerned, appear to have violated the spirit of the law, says Thompson, and it goes on and on. Dick Cheney doing this. The head of ABB giving the nuclear reactors to North Korea, Donald Rumsfeld. James Baker selling him the chemical weapons. I mean, across the board, England, the U.S., and Israel are arming the Arabs, selling them missiles, selling them weapons, selling them avionics, selling them jets, and on top of it, selling them their equipment. When they put a sanction in, they then come to them and say, now you got to buy from us whatever price we say. Now, how incredible is it that our troops are dying due to funding of the very people running the war on terror? The people running the war on terror, no one has bigger connections to Al-Qaeda and bin Laden and all these people than those, quote, fighting the war on terror. Comments?
Well, that's you're illustrating once again the overarching, what could be the theme that we're outlining today, starting with the neocons, is that today there is a supreme virtue, superseding even morality and reason. It is now picking a team and rah, 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 and of course that is a form of moderation and the cult of compromise, the consensus doctrine. This is how collectivism happens. This is how the coming friendly fascist state will take hold. Again, if we review, it's this road, it's the cliched road to hell paved with these intentions. Clearly the road is the cult of compromise, a type of consensus doctrine, which you've called manufacturing consent.
What they're doing is they're setting up terror as the way to focus the military-industrial complex into the total takeover of the entire economy, top-down, left-right, the entire system, and making us all prisoners and slaves, and then our leaders publicly fund and finance and profit and work and meet and visit and vacation with the terrorists.
Now, you see, now, yes, you've outlined the end game. The end game, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, the end game is the hell you're going to, and this is a dialectic materialism driven by collectivist kind of fascism. This is the formal, explicit anti-ideology of today, not the near future. It's the present, and this is the problem. When folks who pretend to have open minds call certain talk shows, if you'd indulge me, allow me to show here how I handle certain callers after being inspired by your Waffen SS comment in your police state video.
Okay, you got a clip.
For work, the very thoughts, and they want to control our thoughts. This is the way the guy did with me, too. He's like, I'm calling to respond because I'm concerned. We have a concern about your dangerous thoughts, Lerman. You see, they begin like that, and they say, first we will label you hate radio. Then we will label the radio stations that carry your hate radio, and we will begin labeling the people who listen to these radio stations, and those people who are caught desecrating the purity of the Reich will be eliminated! Horizon! 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 New World Order Nazi freaks. That's what we're dealing with now, folks.
And there you go. You know, because there is caller after caller defining. They define certain folks with certain opinions. Defining people who speak out like you and I as haters. And all of a sudden you're on with the fact
you're a hater. Notice how the language of Bill Clinton has now been adopted by the neocons.
Interesting, yes. The politics of personal destruction has come home to roost.
It's amazing. It's not working, though. Let's go to the calls, and I'll get back into some other news here. But I didn't want to get your comment on this. This is out of the Scotsman today on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Government advisor, killing children with defects, acceptable. A government advisor on genetics has sparked fury over suggesting it might be acceptable to destroy children with defects soon after they're born. Well, this is the public plan. John Harris, a member of the Human Genetics Commission, told a meeting at Westminster he did not see any distinction between aborting a fully grown unborn baby at 40 weeks and killing a child after it has been born. And the government is pushing for this policy. So is our government. Comments to that.
This is just how far we've fallen. I mean, Rome is burning. Nero is fiddling. You know, I say this in jest, but I almost think it might be a useful voting tool, although I guess voting only encourages them. It's called my scorched earth voting policy. I think we should perhaps all unify to go into the voting booths and fill the ballot boxes, electronic though they may be, for the worst candidate. We want to pick the worst candidate.
Well, that's what I've said.
Oh, sure.
Is that put an Al Gore in, and then the conservatives will at least wake up. They
that's
have
amazing.
To put
you,
a Bush
you have
in.
The same idea. Well, see, great minds think alike. Yeah, because the sooner, it would be almost easier to take as an individual, as an American, if Lady Liberty was simply decapitated in one fell swoop and we have to rush her to the OR, we could rebuild Rome brick by brick that much sooner. But instead, we're sitting here and she's dying a slow death. It's unreal to look at. And these figures, it's just the news and the news and the news, and we're being databased, and we've got this Ashcroft going before the select committee saying the United States government has defined terrorists as, and I quote, those who perpetrate premeditated, politically motivated violence against noncombatant targets. And that's a lie. They lie to your face. I guess they expect you
well,
not to.
Well, he also said there's no Patriot Act 2 2 months after it was introduced, and now they passed it. Just like there's no amnesty, folks. I mean, how much of this are you going to take?
Oh, that's right. There's no amnesty, but it's a 3-year program, but it's a 6-year program. And did you notice, too, that some of the language of, folks in your video can find where Ashcroft is denying the existence of Patriot Act 2. before the Senate post 9/11 committee there. Did you notice some of the language about immigration even back then, as if they were planning this a long time?
Well, they tried it 2 weeks before 9/11. Let's take some calls. I guess up next is Allie in Oklahoma. Go ahead. You're on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex. I was just reading again some of Tex Mar's 1992 book, Dark Majesty. And in the third chapter, which deals with BCCI, you find the same cast of characters on the scene today.
An admitted drug dealing, money laundering, child kidnapping bank.
That's right. And
now it came out last week the Bank of England was actually running the whole scam, of course.
If you substitute the name Bin Laden for Abu Nidal, well, you have pretty much the same bunch. Through BCCI accounts, Kuwait's emir gave Abu Nidal Harris Front $60 million in 1987. And then in 89, the emir of Kuwait, along with some other Arabs, gave Abu Nidal $500 million through the BCCI. And, of course, the other people involved in this BCCI scandal were Saddam Hussein and Manuel Noriega, the Medellin drug cartel, arms dealer Khashoggi, the emir of Kuwait, already noted, and the CIA to get money to the Nicaragua Contras.
And it's amazing.
The most recent person to return to the scene that surprised me is Senator John Kerry. He was the he was head of the Senate Investigation Committee, and as far as I know, they never convicted anyone. And it,
no,
and
no, they're to whitewash.
Whitewash.
And Allie, look at this election, a skull and bones election developing with a choice of two bonesmen. Thanks for the call, Allie. A great point. So let's talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, go ahead.
Alex, how you doing?
I'm good. Go ahead.
I just wanted to first start off by stating I'm a perfect example of the uneducation of our students. I know very little about our U.S. history, but I'm learning more every day. Thanks to you, you turned me on to it. By listening to your radio show, I've become sort of angry. But I just had a question. When I go to talk to people about things that I learn about in your videos and in other sources, they tell me I'm a liberal, and I don't feel right being labeled, but and I try to talk to them and tell them, you know, there is truth in this, whether you want to believe it or not.
Well, this is what you tell neocons. You go, okay, I'm against the 45% growth of government in the last 3 years. I'm against open borders. I'm against Bush re-signing the assault weapons ban. I'm against Bush signing campaign finance reform, restricting the First Amendment. I'm against Bush with taking all the restrictions off supercomputers of communist China. I'm against the loss of liberty and freedom. And I go, the Democrats are all voting for this with Bush and only fighting at the rhetoric level. So explain to me, I'm a liberal because I'm against gun control.
And I ask them who they're going to vote for. And they tell me, well, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils, being George Bush, since he said that, they say that George Bush said they would have to put the assault weapons ban in front of me in order for me to sign it. So they say they would rather vote for George Bush because the Democrat getting off, the first thing they're going to do is sign the assault weapons ban.
Well, look, again, it doesn't matter who's in office at the presidency. That's a puppet system. They need to focus on the cities and the counties to get out the Patriot Act, to stop the land-grabbing organizations. That's where the power's at. And, you know, just don't waste your time on those people. Move on. Thanks for the call. I mean, if they like the end of America, the end of the Bill of Rights, the end of the First Amendment, then, you know, I hope they enjoy what they get. Comments, Davis?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, I can only summarize. You did a great, there was a great list there. I mean, campaign finance reform, some conservative. You look at campaign finance, those who support campaign finance reform are supporting, in essence, an amendment to the Constitution without employing the process set forth in the Constitution, which, P.S., is subversion of the Constitution, and that is defined as treason. So the neocons need to wake up, man. I don't know what these guys are doing. If you get the sense that you're dealing with a hollow patriot, walk away, because you can't fill up a hollow patriot with the truth. And, of course, it goes further. The education reform. Oh, that's some reform. The immigration reform. Prescription drug plans, basically a medical benefit reform. The assault weapons ban. You know, when government operates outside of its legitimate functions, everything becomes what H.L. Mencken called an auction of stolen goods. So basically using our tax money to buy our votes with campaign finance when none of the votes actually even count. I mean, it's truly insane.
It is. It's amazing. Let's talk to Sharon in Kentucky. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, I appreciate both of you. I have three quick questions. First of all, where is your guest on in Delaware? What station?
92.7 FM, WGMD.
WGMD?
Mm-hmm.
And is that, can that be heard in Philadelphia?
No. Well, we wouldn't broadcast to Philly. Philly is pretty much 1300 AM, or I think there's something in the tens, like a 1080 or 1040. That's those are the talk powerhouses in that area.
Okay, are you in? Where are you at in Delaware?
It's actually located in Lewis, close to Rehoboth Beach.
Oh.
So
it goes into Virginia, Maryland, and much of Delaware, ma'am.
Okay.
In fact, because of the placement of the tower, there's even some. We touch upon the Jersey Shore.
And what is your last name?
Lurman, L-U-R-M-A-N-N.
L-U-R-M-A-N-N.
That's correct.
Okay, Alex, I wanted to know if you were aware that WLW in Cincinnati, where you've been a frequent guest on Bill Beauchere's program, is owned by Clear Channel.
I'll tell you what, stay there. We'll talk about it when we get back.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of micropore filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. Or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from gum disease like gingivitis? If so, hope has arrived. I'd like to introduce you to Vitamir. Vitamir is the all-natural toothpaste and mouthwash designed to protect against and promote healing of gum disease. Unlike most toothpaste and mouthwash, Vitamir contains no alcohol, no sugar, and no fluoride. Instead, Vitamir products contain zinc to inhibit plaque growth and promote healing, folic acid to reduce inflammation, myrrh used since biblical times for gum disease, and clove oil. Gum disease is serious. Research links gum disease to health problems like diabetes, stroke, and heart disease. With a regular program of oral hygiene, including Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash, your chances of experiencing gum disease will be greatly diminished. Find out for yourself why health professionals across America are recommending Vitamir. Order yours today from Cliff Scott Enterprises. Call toll-free 800-569-4340. That's 800-569-4340, or visit their website at www.cliffscott.com.
Before I go back to some final calls with our guest, German trial. Here's how Iranian agent warned U.S. of impending Al-Qaeda attack. London Guardian. The United States was warned of impending September 11th terror attacks by an Iranian spy, but ignored him. German Secret Service agents testified yesterday in the trial of an alleged al-Qaeda terrorist. This is the Financial Times. Halliburton wins Iraq deal despite price gouging. The Bush administration knew that Halliburton had overcharged the U.S. government on an Iraq reconstruction contract before it awarded the company a separate lucrative contract last week to repair Iraqi oil fields. And then, of course, Halliburton admits to $6 million in cutbacks. That's nothing compared to the truth. Newsweek poll, campaign 2004. 52% of Americans say they will not vote for Bush, so look for terror attacks. Big concern there. Before we go back to these calls, I just want to remind you again that I'm a documentary filmmaker. I've made 10 films, written a book. I publish another book and carry a lot of other books and videos by other great authors and researchers. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Get the videos, get the books, start educating people. The future of this republic hangs in the balance. Toll-free number to get the films, 1-888-253-3139. That number again, write it down, folks, 1-888-253-3139, or PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com to order. Take action. Going back to Sharon in Kentucky, what Clear Channel does, and they're phasing this out, by the way, is they will put real conservative talk radio shows locally on Saturday or Sunday night. They get top ratings, huge listenership, and then that gives people a steam valve in the other malaise. But they're even phasing that out now, and that's why you hear better shows like Bill's on a few Clear Channel stations. Does that answer your question?
I suppose I was wondering why they would allow not only Bill Beauchere's to say what he does, but also to have you on there as a guest.
Well, I've talked to Clear Channel hosts, and they go, yeah, I've been told I'll get syndicated if I stop talking like this, but until I stop talking about the New World Order, I'm going to be on it from midnight to, you know, 3 a.m.
Yeah, right. Well, also, I wanted to
ask... understand, they're greedy. They want the audience it gets.
Yeah. Okay, but then eventually you think programs like Bill Beauchere's is going to be phased out?
Well, I don't know about Bill. I know what they've already done in most markets.
Oh, I see.
Hey, listen, I appreciate your call. Got to let you go. Comments on that, Davis?
Oh, well, sure. That's a fascinating control mechanism to have that weekend valving. I think that's probably what sustained it so long. I wonder what the impact will be on the talk radio industry when they do away with certain valves in certain markets.
That's it, folks, because, I mean, the show I did here started as a weekend show, became number one. That's what they put it on during the week until the government called.
Now, a couple of interesting things to point out, because I know religion came up earlier. If you look at folks like Ted Turner's and Maurice Strong's phony environmental movement, has nothing to do with the environment and everything really to do with their population control agenda and their wacky New Age One World religion. That's the religion folks should be worrying about, because, I mean, a quote from those guys is, "We've lost our way. We've got to pray to our mother goddess." These guys are Looney Tunes.
Now, that was James Coburn.
Oh, that was James Coburn. Sorry,
yeah, that's
that.
In the that's in Road to Tyranny.
They said
they want to kill 80 to 95% of us, so we have those quotes from their own publications.
And perhaps folks that are trying to convince what they perceive as patriots with some hope, if they could just look to 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, where you talked about the motive of the oligarchy, oil, heroin, weapon sales, record defense budgets, record military expenditures, an imperialist excuse to invade any nation
and domestic,
whose goals are in opposition.
And domestic police state here domestically. Real quick, sorry to Rob and others. Roger, you got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Yeah, my comment just directed towards those ostensibly Christian conservative knuckleheads. I mean, because you have had detractors from, the atheistic left, who's been spewing venom. But if you're wrong and they're right, then shouldn't they be the first ones demanding exhaustive congressional investigations to redeem the image of George Bush?
They're not thinking it's all Bush conservative, you liberal. You know, Davis Lerman, thanks for coming on. Everybody, thanks for being here. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul taste, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs.
The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.